Whenever you come into this community, I ask you to kind of settle yourself and become aware of how you're entering the community. And it's okay. It's okay wherever you were at. It's just a moment of preparation, a moment of settling even, so that hopefully you can hear. We all hear differently. There are times, as I've gone through my journey, there's times that I can't hear. It's like I can hear the words that somebody is saying to me, but I can't. Something's happening between my ears and my brain, and I can't translate them into language that is understandable. And I'll say, could you repeat it? Could you repeat it? And it can be a lot of different things happening in that moment. I don't even want to try to give you a number of different reasons or diagnoses or symptoms or anything like that. It's just simply that I can't hear. I have to settle down. I have to know that something is overriding my ability to comprehend, my capacity. That's actually the best word, I think, is my capacity to be present in this moment is being overridden by something. And it could be just a range of things. Medication, at one point, we found out. Recently, it was anxiety. We're in the middle of this pandemic, and I didn't even realize I was carrying some anxiety in my body, and there was things I couldn't move forward on. That was fascinating. That was actually a fascinating one for me. So I ask that before you come in to do any work, that you don't even, it's not even a taking stock, it's just a resetting. Giving yourself the best opportunity to be settled, to hear, to feel, to understand, to comprehend, to be truthful and honest with yourself. We do this breath called paced breathing. And it's simply resetting the fight or flight mechanism in your, that's been triggered, and everybody's been triggered in some way. You know, it could be just slamming on the brakes at a red light. It could be the way somebody's talking with you. It could be a deadline. In the past, how we were wired was the tigers are coming, the tigers are coming, the tigers are coming. And so we would tense up and all the blood would flow down through our limbs to our, we had to run, right? So to our legs, and we get lightheaded, can't think. Just physiologically, it's a physiological response that's very natural. So we're kind of wired for it. But what we're not wired for is releasing it once we've activated it. So just wanting to settle in to coming into the community and coming into yourself, coming into your sacredness, coming back into your sacred rhythms, right? Your sacred key, your sacred energy, sacred rhythms. So let's do a little pace breathing. It's breathing in through the nose, inhaling, and then holding, inhaling to the count of four, two, three, four, and then holding to the count of four, two, three, four, and then exhaling to the count of four, two, three, four, and then holding to the count of four, two, three, four. Just imagine that you're almost doing like a marching band square. So, and again, easy, easy, easy. If you're not able to keep up with my rhythm, then take a few remembering breaths. Almost close your ears and eyes to what I would be saying and coming back into that soul-centered rhythm. Okay, let's do a few. We'll do a couple of rounds, okay? So breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Holding, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 2, 3, 4. And holding, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 2, 3, 4. Holding, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 2, 3, 4. And holding, 2, 3, 4. Let's do a couple more. Inhaling, 2, 3, 4. Holding, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 2, 3, 4. And holding, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 2, 3, 4. Holding, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 2, 3, 4. And holding, 2, 3, 4. And now just coming back into remembering breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. In through the nose, sigh of release, and out through the mouth. And back into remembering breath. And you can check your state of being if you'd like, putting your hand on your chest and one on your belly. If the chest is still rising, that's okay. We're going to get to some work and get to some devotion. All we're trying to do is prepare ourselves and create an awareness of where we are. It's a truthfulness about where we are in this moment. And wherever you are, it's okay. Okay? So this is Simply Begin Simply, and I hope you will choose to join our community. It is the Sacred Key, Living Sacred Key community. There'll be some information on the membership page if you'd like to know more about us. If you'd like to work with me separately or privately, or if you have a group of people that you'd like to put together, we talk about the circles, my crew, the circles. It's so important that maybe you have a friend to breathe with. So, namaste. Thank you for pushing the play button. Thank you for being here. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate you. All right. May you know the divine intimately.